death penalty for dents? Caroline Levitt, aka Nazi Barbie, thinks keying a Tesla should get you executed. Yes, executed. On live TV, she nodded along while a Fox News host fantasized about giving the death penalty to people vandalizing Elon Musk's electric clown cars. 20. Meanwhile, actual terrorists who assaulted police officers on January 6 are getting pardons. Gaza's being turned into a crater. NATO allies are wondering if we ghosted them. But scratch a Cybertruck, off with your head. This isn't justice. It's cultish worship of property over people, and it's peak Republican hypocrisy. Welcome to the United States of execution. Let's be clear. The US is the only Western democracy that still executes people. Not Canada, not the UK, not the EU, just us and our little death fetish. 1. And now MAGA's aiming that punishment not at murderers, but at protesters who dare mess with Elon Musk's fragile ego. Funny thing is, these Teslas? They'll be replaced. That's what insurance is for. You know what can't be replaced? Democracy, or 50,000 lives in Gaza. 2. Domestic terrorism, for a busted side mirror? Conservatives have gone full Orwell. Arson? They're calling it domestic terrorism now. 3. But the January 6th rioters who beat cops with flagpoles. Fox News calls them hostages. 4. The logic is simple. If you're on their team, you're a patriot. If you're against their billionaire god, you're a criminal deserving the firing squad. Let's talk about these glorious Cybertrucks. So what kind of vehicle are we executing people over? Oh right, the Cybertruck. The one that just got recalled because its panels are falling off on highways. 5. How are they going to kill Tesla vandals? Force them to drive a Cybertruck until its faulty battery bursts into flames? Strap them behind one and wait for a steel panel to go airborne and impale them on I-95? We're supposed to defend these disasters on wheels like they're national monuments? Property crime versus actual violence. Republicans want to fry you for property crime, but political violence? That's negotiable. GOP leaders downplayed the Capitol attack. Some are pushing for full pardons. 4. MAGA voters say political violence might be justified. 6. Spoiler. Trump pardoned them all. And as previously mentioned, many of them went on to reoffend. Meanwhile, conservative commentators spent years screaming about Black Lives Matter protests damaging Target windows, but they're silent when their own movement tries to hang the vice president. Property crime is the only crime they treat like treason, because to them, stuff matters more than people. Why the Tesla cult is imploding? Let's be real. This is less about law and order and more about Musk's ego. Tesla's reputation is tanking. Democratic buyers are fleeing. MAGA voters aren't buying enough to make up for it. 19. The Cybertruck is literally falling apart. Musk bet on red hats and got red ink. 24. So now, Team Musk is crying about vandalism like it's 9/11. Because in their twisted worldview, damaging a rich man's toy is worse than beating a cop, killing a journalist, or bombing civilians. The Antifa obsession. If you so much as whisper the word Antifa in a GOP think tank, they break out in hives and start chanting law and order like it's a religious ritual. To hear them tell it, Antifa is a roving mob of black-clad anarchists torching cities and eating babies. They want to lock them up, deport them, hell, kill them. Trump literally said we should designate them a terrorist organization. No trial, no rights, just straight to Gitmo. For protesting, never mind that there is no central Antifa organization. Meanwhile, Proud Boys storm the Capitol and beat police officers unconscious, and get praised as political martyrs. The hypocrisy isn't subtle. Republicans scream bloody murder if a Starbucks window gets cracked during a left-wing protest. But they cheer when their own supporters build gallows outside the Capitol and smear their feces all over the Capitol walls. Tucker Carlson spent years fear-mongering about Antifa, blaming them for everything from wildfires to flat tires. Did he ever do a full segment on the Oath Keepers' weapons stash? Of course not, because again, it's not about violence. It's about who does it, and why. If you protest inequality, you're a terrorist. If you try to overturn an election for Trump, you're a patriot. The GOP doesn't oppose political violence. In fact, they love violence. They just want a monopoly on it. Guns are sacred. Protesters are targets. You can carry an Arkansas 15 into a Chipotle, no problem. Mass shootings? Thoughts and prayers. Gun violence kills tens of thousands of Americans a year, and Republicans won't even consider background checks. We have school shootings so frequent they don't even make the front page anymore. Kids practice active shooter drills more often than fire drills. But when it comes to passing red flag laws, banning assault weapons, or holding gun manufacturers accountable, the GOP suddenly remembers the Constitution. What they never remember: the dead kids. Why? Because the gun lobby writes their checks. The NRA is practically a shadow branch of the Republican Party. It doesn't matter how many classrooms get turned into crime scenes, so long as the cash keeps flowing and the base stays angry, gun control is off the table. But God forbid you vandalize a car. Now that's worth a public execution. Kyle Rittenhouse literally killed two people with a rifle at a protest. The right treated him like a folk hero. Fox News gave him a primetime interview. GOP lawmakers offered him internships. He crossed state lines to shoot people, and they made him the poster boy for self-defense. Meanwhile, a BLM protester with a Sharpie might end up on a terrorist watch list. The double standard couldn't be louder if it were firing an Arkansas 15 into the sky. It's not about protecting life. It's about protecting a worldview. Guns are sacred because they symbolize power, control, dominance. Protesters are threats because they challenge that power. So in the twisted moral hierarchy of the American right, guns greater than lives greater than Teslas greater than democracy. Scratch a Tesla? Die. Shoot a protester? Get a book deal. Final thought. If your political movement thinks vandalizing a car deserves execution but attacking democracy deserves clemency, you don't have a justice system. You have a death cult. And when Nazi Barbie says the quiet part out loud, believe her. This isn't about crime. It's about control. And they'd rather kill you than admit they've already lost it.